So happy birthday to RLUIPA. U.S. Department of Justice, on the actual anniversary, 20th anniversary of RLUIPA, released a really nice paper. It's attached as Exhibit A to my materials. It talked about the history of RLUIPA, the legislative history, why it was enacted, how it was enacted, what it does. It goes into a lot of summary on case law. It talks about what the Department of Justice role is. And RLUIPA is a landmark. It's a landmark for a lot of reasons. One thing that I thought was meaningful, particularly in our fractured political environment today, is that RLUIPA was unanimously approved. Think about that. Can you imagine that we'll ever have another landmark statute that's unanimously approved? It was during the Clinton administration. President Clinton signed it into law 20 years ago. And the legislative history for RLUIPA that supported its adoption was that there was a significant history of discrimination against religious uses, and that RLUIPA was required in order to protect these religious uses. And the Department of Justice, in their write-up, talks about the fact that they've been actively enforcing RLUIPA for 20 years, and that it is a disproportionate impact on minority religious uses and churches, newer types of religion, and unusual non-mainstream denominations, particularly Muslim, Hindu, Jews, Buddhists, and Sikhs. And the DOJ has opened approximately 500 files, investigations, lawsuits, amicus briefs over that 20 years. In 2019, the DOJ brought a lawsuit against a Texas town, Farmersville, Texas. I'd never heard of Farmersville, Texas. Googled it up. It's a suburban town, small town, about 3,000 people, northeast of Dallas. You might call it a suburb of McKinney. And what happened up there is there was a small Muslim congregation, and they wanted to open a Muslim religious cemetery. And they were told, no, absolutely not. And they got a hold of the DOJ. The DOJ investigated, and the DOJ brought a lawsuit under RLUIPA against the city. The city settled that lawsuit. They approved the Muslim cemetery. And as part of the settlement, it was agreed that they would provide RLUIPA education to their staff. Also, the DOJ has an interesting form letter that it periodically sends to local governments, and I provided a copy to you, and it explains the limitations on land use regulation of religious uses. I think if you were in the private sector like me, that's very helpful. There's also a statement about RLUIPA prepared by the DOJ with good questions and answers, and those are all attached to my paper. So the history of TEFRA and RLUIPA is interesting, and no better historian than Nathan Heck, the chief judge of the Texas Supreme Court, is who I quote in the paper. And this is from the Barr case, and he did a deep dive with a lot of footnotes about that history, and all of that is in the materials. But basically, we all know that the U.S. Constitution provides separation of church and state and a lot of protections for religious worship. And for a long time, the United States Supreme Court applied strict scrutiny to land use regulation applicable to religious exercise. But in 1990, in the Smith case, they took a turn and they said, if you have a regulation of neutral application, that it can be applied to a religious use without the strict scrutiny, without a compelling public purpose, governmental purpose. And that set off some fireworks. And so the Congress got after it, and then they approved in 1993 the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act. And that act basically is the same as our current RLUIPA and TEFRA, same type of standard focused on substantial burden. And it was from the federal government applied to the states and local government. Well, later in the City of Burney case, City of Burney, Texas, Texas being up there, you know, making some waves in this area of the law, there was a dispute between the local Catholic archdiocese regarding their expansion of a small historic church where they needed to have more space because they were being successful in their religious mission.